At the outset, I would like to congratulate you on your engagement to put forward this constructive debate on one of the fundamental pillars of the Convention, cooperation for peaceful purposes under Article 10. In the current intersessional program, we have fully understood that a renewed commitment by all states parties to improve cooperation and technology transfer is vital for implementation at the national level. Therefore, the next step ahead of us is to select and implement the most efficient and well-adapted tools to turn the consensual goal of improving cooperation into reality. Mr. Chair, Brazil is prepared to support the initiative of creating a post of a cooperation officer within the ISU. However, a perfect match between the offer of and the demand for cooperation depends on a continuous supervision of this important task by the states' parties. In this sense, we support the idea that the overview function should be performed by a cooperation committee integrated by rotating positions among the states' parties with no additional financial costs to the convention. A cooperation officer and the guidance for a cooperation committee are therefore two intrinsically bounded proposals which should be addressed simultaneously in the 9th Review Conference. Mr. Chair, with the same goal of creating a more efficient and well-adapted framework for cooperation, Brazil maintains its position in favor of discussing a multilateral mechanism of export control, which should foster further access to equipment and materials required for research in biosafety and biosecurity activities. We see this initiative as an effort to bridge a regulatory gap in the Convention, which is the absence of a multilateral, transparent, and non-discriminatory export control regime. As a step towards a better implementation of Article 10, a multilateral mechanism of export control would work in the same direction and synergically improve the performance of the cooperation officer. Brazil understands that actions under Article 10 should abide by the needs and aspirations of recipient countries in accordance with the core principle that the Convention shall be implemented in a manner to avoid hampering the economic and technological development of states' parties. Please rest assured of my delegation's full support as you are concluding the work of the MSP in a manner that is prudent, forethoughtful, wise, and conducive to the event we are all longing for, a successful 9th Review Conference next year here in Geneva. Thank you, Mr. Chair.